All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yep, I think we're going to continue with the same topic, so let's get going.
Yeah, if you have not been with us for Toolbox Tuesday before, every Tuesday in our practices is called Toolbox Tuesday because we pick out one of the hundreds of resources that we have available to our team, and we focus in on one of those elements just to make sure that we're all on the same page. And we are in a series right now of talking about some of Sten's observations that he has had when he went back into the practices full-time over the summer to help cover for a paternity leave and some medical issues that a couple of our doctors had, and was really boots in the ground full-time seeing what's what about the practices. So we are in part two of that series right now.
Get into it.
So last week we talked about, you know, just kind of complaints, honestly, that we were hearing from our doctors as far as our team, and they weren't able to get the production done on their schedule because of XYZ, you know, assistant wasn't doing this, that, or the other thing. So Sten really helped kind of flush that out because he just did not have that same experience with the assistants. And it was more than just, you know, oh, he's the owner doctor, and so they're playing nice with him. It was, no, hey, how are we making sure that we are maintaining expectations across the board for the team? And where we left off last week, you know, one of the things that I think Sten does extremely well that we've talked to our other doctors about is, regardless of what is happening in the practices, he remains steady, right? He doesn't, like you said, he doesn't ever raise his voice. This is not about, he might not remain steady on the inside for those of you who are watching on video, but outwardly, front stage, backstage, he always remains steady of whatever's going on, right? There's never hair on fire, obviously, anymore, right? But, you know, in more ways than one, he keeps it the same. He does not let the day and whatever's happening in the day control his emotions about that day, right? This is what has to happen. If you have a difficult clinical case, you have to shake it off. That's not the next patient's fault. And we're going to go, right? There's not, he has the confidence, and it's not arrogance. It's confidence that whatever the situation is, I know how I'm going to have to handle it. Sometimes we have to pivot. Sometimes we have to go to plan D, E, F, but we got to get it done, right? So the flip side of this, we talked about, you know, hey, the doctors were not necessarily holding the team accountable for everything that they should have to make their days easier. But we also saw where they were enabling the team to not be doing some of the things that could be helping the doctors. One of the things that we say to the doctors all the time is, you should only be doing the things that are required by your license. So why are you not having your assistants send that lab case for you, or, you know, some of those things? So what were some of those things that you were seeing, Sten? How did some of those conversations go with the doctors afterwards?
Yes. I mean, this has been an issue for a long time, and this is something we try to train our doctors on from day one. You know, we're onboarding a new doctor currently right now for the last month or two. And she's doing great, but you know, there's certain comments that they make. For example, hey, can you, you know, they're asking me to review a case. Okay. Can you have, I have learned to say this, but have your assistants send me the records, have your assistants do this. Cause they'll say, oh, I'll Slack you the X-ray, I'll Slack you the CT, I'll Slack you whatever it is. And it's like, no, I don't want you to do that. No, you are not doing that. You are asking your assistants, your front office, to do that for you. You have better things to do, and you have more important things to do. Cause if you're doing the Slack, you're not producing, you're not getting your team the bonus, and you're not making more money, period. You're just not doing it. So, you know, we talk a lot about that. I think this is one of those things, we talked a little bit about it, I think last time we spoke, that in theory, it makes a lot of sense. But then what happens is, kind of day to day, hour to hour, people start to kind of fall into, I'll just get it done. Well, I'll just do that. And it gets disruptive, because then all of a sudden we hear that these are the days that, okay, I had a difficult clinical case, I was slacking a CT, or I was, you know, doing something here, whatever it is. I can't even think, emailing a patient. I was like, why would you ever need to email a patient? I'm sorry, but like, there's zero reason that a doctor should be emailing a patient, and things like that. And then all of a sudden we see, why, you know, I was 20 minutes late, I didn't make my kids pickup, or I didn't make my, you know, workout class, whatever it is, you know. And you just going, well, but weren't you slacking for like 20 minutes during that big case? Why weren't you finishing up that case? You know, you're slacking about how your assistants didn't have something ready, and which actually postponed you finishing the case for, you know, the exact time that you're actually late for your class. Yeah. So those things kind of don't connect. The dots don't connect, I think, as much as we would like, but pointing those out in real time, I think, is a huge thing that we try to do. But you know, that was one of them. Definitely sending the lab cases was one. And I've always taken the approach that I just, if the more I kind of lean on my team, that I feel like the more they do, the more they rise up a little bit. And so I was working with, I think two or three assistants a lot of the time, because I was actually in our northernmost office, and that's kind of their not home office, but they're there more. And one of the assistants just started sending my cases and setting up cases a certain way. And I said, I just kind of got to him. I said, are you doing this for everyone else? And he said, well, no, they like to do the pre-op scan, or they like to do this part. I was like, why do they like to send the case, or why do they like to kind of do the post-processing on an iTero case, things like that? Like, well, they want to write a narrative in there for the lab. So fine. Okay. I get that. But why aren't they just dictating that to you in the op? Why are they, and there wasn't a good answer. And so I was just kind of realizing that all these things that were kind of adding up on the doctor's time, was really things that they didn't need to do. I mean, they just don't have to do, period. And there's not even that the quality is less when they don't do it. The quality is actually probably less when they do it, because they're in a hurry, they're rushing, they're post-processing a case or writing notes in a case at the day close instead of right when you did the case. And so when you do the case is the exact time when it's fresh in your mind, and you know exactly kind of what's going on with that. So I mean, there's certain things that we really found that I was a little bit of a struggle to kind of get them to calibrate themselves on having the assistants do more, because we got the comments about, well, they're not doing it this way every time, or this
Well,
person
they
does
were
it right,
right.
this person doesn't do it right. Well, they and exactly, and they were correct in that. But the reason they were correct in that is because the doctors were always taking it over, and so they never had a chance to do it the way that the doctors wanted it, or even have the their fellow team members train them on that. So it was just kind of shining a light on that. And giving them a realization of, hey, this is happening, sorry, because of you. You are enabling this situation to keep happening.
When we had it, and we call it our calibration call, also on Tuesdays, that we do with our doctors, and we brought this up on calibration call with all the doctors, asking about some of these things. And Sten and I both, and I don't want to speak for Sten, but man, was that call painful, because I'm listening to them go around in circles, and there's really no great explanation as to why. Like, do you guys hate your lives? Why are you making this harder? And giving them that permission of, they get so focused on, something isn't going right in the flow of the day, but they want to hold on. Well, I can control the lab case part, and that's easier for me to do. So I'm going to focus on that rather than telling my assistant, get my verb block square before I walk in that room, right? Because that might be, in air quotes, a harder conversation. So I'm going to focus on the lab case, right? Like, that's the reality of what's happening there.
Well, that's something they can do, and they feel like that's a doctor job. It's not, but that they feel like that's a doctor role, setting up the verb blocks. One, they probably don't know how to do it. Second, they and that's a good thing.
That
Second,
is good.
they don't view that as a doctor job, and I think they view it, and this is where I think I differ maybe a little bit than a lot of other practitioners, but I really feel like, you really need to lean on your team really, really hard, and get them to kind of be, if there's something that I'm supposed to do, and don't get me wrong, there's been situations where we're behind, there was some emergency or some case went a little bit longer, and yeah, I will break down a room. I'll put some things in the sink, and I'll kind of get the room wiped down, and I don't do that a lot, but I can kind of read the room and see that they need it that time. I think that's a good showing of just, hey, I'm in here with you. I'm in the trenches, even though this is not my role, but I'll do it. 99% of the time, I'll have an assistant just grab a suction tip from me and says, "Doc, go sit down. I got this," and but they're just seeing them do that. Seeing the doctors do that, I think sometimes does help. I don't think it's something they should do every time. But my point in saying that, though, is that when you expect more in those situations, and you expect more from yourself, they rise up. They rise up a lot.
We just had that situation. It was tongue in cheek, but man, she put herself out there. We had a doctor who we use Slack all day, every day. We have a waterfall channel for positivity. And she posted on there that she was patting herself on the back because she had set up a room and she only missed five things. And man, did those assistants go after her. They're like, there's a cheat sheet for that. That didn't pass. That was not an acceptable appointment. Like, they went for, they know what needs to happen. So.
But this gets back to, I think, the topic we were talking about at some point earlier. But the assistants are, excuse me, the doctors are expecting more out of the doctor, out of the assistants than they're expecting out of themselves.
Yeah, they're doing the procedure. They know full well what has to be on a composite tray. Yeah, but
Right.
it's
And
true. I know.
this is a really good topic right here in this point, because when doctors get focused on what other people are doing right or wrong, they're not focused on their clinical outcomes. They're not focused on their exam, how they're speaking in the exam. They're focused on all these other things that are external, that they're truly almost outside of their control a little bit, right? And they're not focusing on, okay, well, maybe I should get a little more efficient with my composites. Maybe should I get a little bit more efficient with my anesthesia, whatever it is. All these little things that can truly make a difference in their day-to-day flow and their team's day-to-day flow, that is where they need to kind of really improve on and then focus on. And the rest of the doctors, that they kind of fine-tune them, they become more supportable. They're doing the same things over and over again. Their procedures are taking the exact same amount of time day in, day out. They can have a team that will schedule properly. They got a team that will kind of support them. They can have a team that kind of actually push them and drive them a little bit more, because they know what to expect out of that doctor, because they're doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, and empowering your team is such a big one. And, you know, when I'm talking to the team members about this, I talk to them about, hey, this should be your op, or this is your front office. You know, with our front office, we tell our doctors they're not allowed to cross the threshold to front office, because when they get up there, bad things happen, right? Number one, you shouldn't have to be up there. But number two, you are just like a sitting duck in water. Patients just, you know, attack you all when you're in the front office. So that's not your area. Please stay out of it. But it should be the same in an op from an assistant standpoint. Like, hey, the doctors are invited into your op, but you better be on your game, right? If you're running that schedule, if that's your op, that's your patient, that's your treatment presentation, whatever it is. But you need to empower them to do that, because that's their career. You know, like Sten's saying, you know, you need to be focused on your clinical cases, your outcomes, what the efficiency looks like in your schedule. So release that little bit of control to let them empower their zone.
Right.
Well, we are going to finish up this conversation next week talking about the rugged individualist part of this with doctors that sometimes they have a tendency towards. So come back for part three of this conversation. In the meantime, if you would like to hear about how we are helping our private clients with some of these leadership topics, you know, setting up the cheat sheets, all of the things that we have in place to make sure that, you know, you're focusing on everything you need to as a doctor, and your team is focusing on everything that they can do to support you, please feel free to reach out. Our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we're on all the social media platforms as well. So we look forward to connecting with you, and we will be back next week.
See you next time.
Bye.